السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Appa with the afiyat. Allah grant you and the family sabri jameel, and Allah ta'ala make it easy for the family. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, brother Junaid. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Shawwal 1446. Today we start with another sad, tragic note. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You know, my wife has 10 brothers. So one brother passed away last week Thursday, Mutabai, the eldest brother, 95 years old, Ahmed rahimahullah. Just now around 4:30 this morning, we received the news that Hafiz Suleiman O.V. Muhammad, many of you know him, he taught for many, many years there in the Orient School. So he passed away this morning, Hafiz Suleiman O.V. Muhammad. Now he's Rahimahullah, and Janaza will be 10:30 there at Ispingo Beach. Make dua for the deceased and marhum, and make dua for the Biri family. He's survived by his wife and his son, Muhammad is Maulana and Hafiz, and daughter Halima. So Allah Jalla Wala grant them, grant my wife, everybody, Sabri Jameel. In matter of 5 days, you know that you see two brothers passed away, one 95 years old and Suleiman 82 years old. And now only three brothers left, Mona Qasim in PE, brother Muhammad, he's 92 years old. Mona Qasim is 85 years old, and brother Muhammad is there in Port Shepstone, 92. And then we have our Haji Hashim, so he's in Pretoria, yes, 76 years old. So all of them, mashallah, good ages. Allah grant them siha, afia, and sabri jameel. So we make dua and we dedicate today's lesson to Hafiz Suleiman O.V. Muhammad. O.V. means Usman Wali, my father-in-law's name. So Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus, and our shuhada and martyrs, and all the deceased who passed away with Iman and Islam. From Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time till today, we should never ever be confused and stingy and miserly in our du'as. Always make du'a for the entire ummah. Surah chapter 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 45, Suratul Jasiyah, and verses 28, 29, 30. Always when you hear the name of the surah, then you will find that name normally mentioned in that surah. Suratul Jasiyah. What is the meaning of Jasiyah? Well, today's lesson, chapter 45, verse 28. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ, and when the day of justice is established, We, the Muslims and Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe that there are two Qiyamats. One is Qiyamat al-Sughra and one is Qiyamat al-Kubra, the micro and the macro. Now a person passes away. Hafiz Suleiman Ovi Muhammad passed away this morning. So now we say his micro Qiyamat has started already. And then when there's no Muslim on the face of this earth, then everything shall perish. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. And that is everybody, everything shall perish except him, Almighty Allah. He is the sole exclusive Khaliq and Creator. He was, he is, he will always be. Chapter 99, Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. When all the earth tremors will take place and everything will fall apart. So وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. And when the Sa'a comes, this is the macro and the day of justice. Yoma idhan, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Yoma idhi yakhsaru al-mubtilun. Then you will see that the people who are peddling the falsehood and propaganda and so forth, they will be the failures. That was yesterday's lesson. Now today's lesson, chapter 45, verse 28. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاسِيَةٍ. And you will see every person, every ummah will come, جَاسِيَةٍ, and they will be kneeling on their knees and begging for mercy. O Almighty Allah, envelope us in your mercy, grant us your mercy. And you know when a person is in dire straits, they go on their knees and they raise their hands and please have mercy. So every person will be doing that. And then Allah's mercy will come to those who have the true iman, as you will see in today's lesson. So that's the meaning of jasiya, to kneel down and to go on your knees. Then what will happen on that day? Kullu ummatin tud'a ila kitabiha. Every ummah, every nation, every group of people will be called ila kitabiha, to the book of deeds, to their report, to their na'anama ya'amal, as we say. Therefore, I told you, you should be making this dua daily. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Ya Allah, make me a maiman. Ya Allah, make me a maiman. Ya Allah, give me my book of deeds in my right hand. When we receive the book of deeds, the report in our right hand, then we have our boarding pass. Chapter number 99, Surah Balad, and what we see, verse 18. Ulaika ashabul maimana. Those are the people, remember that. Almighty Allah will let them enter Jannah. Chapter 90, verse 18. They have the book of deeds in the right hand, and they'll be delighted and elated, and they will show everybody. فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَا إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَا فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةِ خُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةِ. Subhanallah, if you only understood the Arabic language and the balagha and the rhetoric and the beauty and glory of the noble Quran. Now this person receives his book of deeds in his right hand. Today we pass examination, matric, college, university, kamlo day with distinction. We're showing everybody, see my report, see my certificate. So I knew I'm going to meet Almighty Allah and my hisab, my reckoning. He will lead a life of eternal bliss and happiness. Fi jannatin aliya, in the sublime, exalted gardens of paradise. Qutufu adaniya, the fruits will be right in front of him. Surah number 69, chapter 69, Surah 69, verses 19, right up to 24. كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. So eat and drink to your satisfaction all your deeds you did, yea, in this world. So imagine. So the benevolence, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Al-Yawm, today, both translations, listen. تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. You will be rewarded according to your deeds. But when that person enters Jannah, you must know the sabab-i haqiqi and the real reason to enter Jannah is fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah Azza wa Jalla, the grace and mercy of Allah. Our actions, our deeds, all that are sabab-i zahiri, just the superficial means. A person is sick and ill, we take injection, medication, all that, but that is the superficial means. Anta shafi la shifa'a illa shifa'uk. The real cure came solely only from Him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Wa idha maridtu fawwa yashfeen. When I fall sick, then He, Allah, gives me shifa. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's dua. الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. The person is sane and mature, and he dies like the Baba. Baba is the Pope. People die, they sane and mature, but they die on any ism. Christianity, Judaism, Zionism, Hinduism, Buddhism, whatever ism they die, and they sane and mature. الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Today you will be punished and punished forever. Right till the day of justice you'll be punished, and then on the day of justice, eternal doom and gloom and everlasting Jahannam. Allah mahfazna min, Allah protect. That is our unanimous belief. Chapter number 66, verse number 7. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, O you non-Muslims. That Allah Ta'ala says, La ta'tadhiru al-yawm. Today the day of justice, do not cite and give any excuses. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. You see, same words here. Today you will be punished according to your deeds. So therefore we should know the word jaza is neutral. You have to look at the siyaq and sabaq. You have to look at the text and the context and see how it is used. Now, this book of deeds will speak. You're going for Hajj Baytillah, and then you kiss Hajr al-Aswad when you're not in Ihram, or you touch it, so that Hajr al-Aswad will speak on the day of justice. And go read the book Ulama and Students by Sheikh Saeed Baghdash. He is the son-in-law of the great muhaddith and scholar of hadith, Sheikh Muhammad Awwama Hafidhullah, who is currently there in Turkey. So thus, Hajr al-Aswad, lahu lisanun yantiqu bihi, it will speak. So and so person kiss me with Iman and Islam. This book of deeds will speak. Hada kitabuna yantiqu alaykum bilhaq. And this book of deeds will speak for you in your favor or against you, but in for Muslims in favor, bilhaq, truthfully. Inna kunna nastansikhu ma kuntum tamalun. Whether in the brightness of the day or in the darkness of the night, whether in khalwa or jalwa, and remember whether in privacy or whether we alone, and in public. So the malaika, the angels are instructed to transcribe and record everything, whatever we are doing. Inna kunna, verily we, Almighty Allah attributes Him to Himself, the collective. Why? To stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Nastansikhu, we commanded the angels to transcribe and to record everything. Ma kuntum ta'malun, whatever you are doing. Today people think in the darkness of the night they will be having an affair with their girlfriend, with their boyfriend, with their sugar daddy, and nobody is looking. Remember, Allah is looking. Allah will testify against me and you. Ittaqillah, fear Almighty Allah. Now a person, he left with Iman, he passed away with Iman. So what happens to him? فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And as for those people who have faith in Iman, وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do the righteous deeds, فَيُدَخِلُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ, He, Almighty Allah, hence subsequently, He admits them, He enters them, رَبُّهُمْ لِيَ سَسْتَيْنَ النَّرِشَ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. You say, Hafiz Suleiman Ovi Muhammad is Pingo Beach, opposite the masjid. So now he has reached the mercy of Allah. Allah grant him, grant all the deceased and marhumin and shuhada, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, Ameen. فَيُدْخِلُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. So that is what we should beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Why? ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينُ. That is the supreme success. That is the manifest success. Fawz. Your son's name Fawz, success. Your daughter's name Fawziya, successful. So remember, Faiza, always successful. Faiza, successful. So these are beautiful, wonderful names. So how can we attain the success? Remember that we should be reading chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 101. Tawaffani muslimu wa alhiqni bisalihin. O Allah, Jalla wala, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious and devout servants, Ya O Rabbal Alameen. And we want the mercy of Allah now, at the time of Sakarat, at the time of death, at the time of post-death. Chapter number 7, verse 151. And what do we see? We see the dua Allah Ta'ala taught us. Wa adakhil taught Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam. So taught us also. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adakhilna fi rahmatik. O Allah Jalla wala, include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Wa wahaliya. Whilst you exclusively, O Allah, you exclusively are Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. So that is what we need at all times, all places, all circumstances. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 23rd of Shawwal, 1446. And we present to you the news, views, interviews, Junaid Mota. You don't forget your jinnats now, pay attention here. A wonderful story. So now we start. Hey, you jutla, jutli, harami, Zionist swine, listen. So now there was one settler. Yesterday, he was swimming there in the ocean next to Netanya. So there was one shark, and that shark's name was Hamas. And the shark came and told, hey, jutla, you're not circumcised. So now the shark came and took his private parts away, you see that? And then he took his arm away and said, how many Muslims, how many children, how many babies you murdered and killed, you jutla? So we're very happy about it. We need more Hamas like that. That is Allah Jalla wa'ala. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. The Yanot, not that you understand, the Jutla newspaper gave the whole story. The Haaretz just gave it as a very small, short story. So dispatched straight to hell. Alhamdulillah. Whenever a Jutla, Jutli dies, and Allah Ta'ala sends his army, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. No one knows the army of Allah. He can send a fly, he can send the locusts, he can send the sharks, he can send anybody for all these haramis. Remember that. The Americans and the British and the Israelis and the Hindus and that who are terrorizing our Muslims there in India. So we're very happy about that story. Very good. He took his private away. He said, hey, you jutla, you're not circumcised. Let me circumcise you properly. You see that? So that was a good story, Muslim. Davos, you know Davos? They meet there in Switzerland, all the multi-millionaires and billionaires, capitalists. So the Davos boss, he steps down. What's his name? Klaus Schwab. We say, go to hell, you also. He said, we must finish up all this population. Half of Africa are a liability to us. You see, Trump, they're closing 30 embassies around the world, 15 of them plus minus in Africa. He said, these people are a waste of time. Trump doesn't know any geography, history. Where's Lesotho? He doesn't know. Where's Congo? He doesn't know. He said, these people are a liability to us. So that is their racist mentality, the white supremacists. You must remember that. So this guy spoke the same thing. He said, and then they got this Bill Gates and all these characters. Just give these Africans vaccine and let them die, you see. But Allah is letting them die and they fracking and so forth. The dollar, if you don't know what fracking means, it's an Afrikaans word, to die like a dog, you see. How that Jutla died like a dog, you see. I love that story. So remember that he came, he said, me, I'm Hamas. I'm anti-Semite, and come here, let me cut you off, you see. He took it off properly, the harami. So dollar nosedives, you see. Now Trump talking too much, you see that. So everything going wrong for America. the tourists are staying away from America. You see that? Because why? They hate Trump. They hate the Trump administration. They hate the tariffs. They hate his migration policy. And they hate his support for Israel and the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi swines there in Israel. Remember that? So this thing, Russia and Sudan. You see, Putin, I like Putin. Anybody who attacks America or Israel, we support them. The haramis, we all know that. We know Putin, what he did there in Chechnya, what he's doing in Dagestan and all that. We know all that. But when he takes on America, he takes on Israel. Oh, Russia and Sudan have signed the oil deal. How you like that? So now America will be blowing a gasket. And remember, UAE, MBZ, the Murtad bin Zindiq will be blowing his gasket. He's supporting, you must remember, the rapid support for his forces there to destabilize Sudan. And the other side, Russia and Saudi Arabia are supporting the Sudanese government. Everybody got a hidden agenda and an ulterior motive. All haramis, remember. Saudis, haramis, UAE, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, haramis. And the Sudan rapid force also haramis and so forth. Shin Bet, their leader and person, remember who of the Bibi Netanyahu, Netanyahu, the war criminal, wanted to and thought he will fire him. He signs an affidavit, and it is a damning affidavit. He condemns Bibi to the core and brings out all the inner secrets. That is what Allah taught us in the Quran, chapter 59, verse 14. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed, the jutlas among themselves, they'll have big, big wars. And tahsabuhum jami'a, you think they're united, wa qulubuhum shatta, their hearts are totally fragmented, disunited. Thalika bi'annahum qawmul la yaqiloon, they are a people who got no brains and no intelligence. Chapter 59, verse number 14, and remember that is in the Noble Quran and is in the 28th Supara, 28 Jews. Listen to what the Jutlas have to say. Smotrich, Minister of Finance in Israel, one of the biggest terrorist murderers, he says the hostages are not our first priority. We have to sort out Gaza and this Hamas problem forever. Meaning kill them, expel them, displace them. That is what he says, these haramis. If any Muslim Arab had to say that, the world media will call him a terrorist and ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity and war crimes. So we need to name them, shame them, and nail them and their supporters as well among the Arab regimes. Ben Gvir, the biggest harami and terrorist in Israel, he is in America currently and he's meeting there in Florida with the right-wingers. The right-wingers say, you Ben Gvir, in May when you go back, then you must go there to Aqsa Masjid, demolish it and replace it with the Haikal Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon. Allah is going to demolish you, Smotrich, you, Ben Gvir, and you, Netanyahu, then the sharks are coming for you. They're going to take your stuff also out, inshallah. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi al-zalimin, al-muhtallin, al-ghasibin, al-mal'unin, al-mustawtinin, wa man wa'ala'ahum. Ya Allah, you decimate the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, and all those who support them, your Saudi Arabia and Emirates and Jordan and Egypt and Bahrain and Morocco. The Pope dies at the age of 88. So we must remember that. So now they're going to wait. Do you know how they choose a pope? Remember that in 4-6 days they have to bury him. So he says, I don't want to be buried in the Vatican. I'll be buried in another place. So they will have it in state. And then maybe Saturday, Sunday, or when, they haven't announced as yet officially. And then after 2-3 weeks, the new pope will come about. No hope for the pope. You see that? He died non-Muslim, straight to hell. That is what the Quran Sharif teaches us. Nevertheless, you must remember that. So in a case like this, what happens is this. They have, you know, Junaid Mohtar, the black smoke comes out. They say that no, they have 2 exhaust pipes. One black smoke and one white smoke. So that is how they choose. When the black smoke comes out, they say still that Pope is not chosen. They don't want black guys, you see that. Two used to say it's time for a black pope. So they say we're waiting for the white smoke to come out. So he must be a whitey. Then the haramis, they do. Once he goes with his Hindu wife to India for 4 days. He's still going to meet Modi and they're going to discuss the tariffs and so forth. 300 people evacuated on a Delta flight, you see that, from Orlando and all that, you must remember. I flew on this Delta, hopeless airline there in America, you understand? Third class it was. That time also in 2000, I said, this airline, hopeless. Trump and his wife to attend the Pope's funeral, you see. Brazil also, you must remember. Let Lulu, he will be going in that. I like Lulu. Harvard University to sue Trump and his administration to that. He said, you got no right to that, that you prevent funds coming to us. South African news views interviews, infighting will cause harm to the government of national unity and then you will fall apart. The Archbishop of the Anglican Church. EFF slams Cyril Ramaphosa, the president. Why are you silent on the shooting of the convoy of him, Mashatile, your deputy? What really happened? Tell the people of South Africa. And remember, SARS can take your passport away if they want to investigate more and more about your taxes and so forth. Eskom, the stealing goes on for millions and billions. Today, the Jamiatia in Fortsburg, remember, led by the Reverend and so forth, have invited another murtad. One in murtad invites another murtad. Umar Suleiman and invites the Maulvis. Can you believe that? You must remember that. Only a shaitan Maulvi will go there. It's haram to attend all these meetings of this Umar Suleiman and Reverend, and therefore every masjid, every trustee, every imam, you must never allow these people. And the big five, I gave their names are mentioned in my letter. So if you haven't received my letter, then just write to me, big five. And how you got big five in Kruger Park? Yeah, also we got big five. You must remember that. We must name them, shame them, and nail them. That's what Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and them taught us. Go open Ashbab al-Nazair. When people do wrong for the sake of deen and they want to hoodwink the people and they're doing it continuously, then Imam Abu Hanifa's fatwa, name them, shame them and nail them. So that is what we are doing. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Come on, Salim Kareem, let's fire up. We go 13-14 minutes inshallah left for the Q&A.
Mufti Saab, the Pope passed away. A lot of people are saying rest in peace. What does Islam say?
Islam says that if you say rest in peace and you believe in that, then you yourself, you are a murtad and you're out of the fold of Islam. Just look at one verse. I only give you one. There are so many. You understood? I'll give you one, two verses from the Noble Quran. And you see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا Indeed, you know, لَقَدْ لَمْ فُرْ لِلَّهِ By Allah, قَدْ for تَحْكِيك Definitely, surely, by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ Allah used the word kufr. That those people have committed blasphemy. Qalu, who said, Inna Allaha huwa al-Masih ibn Maryam. Who is Allah? He is Jesus, the son of Mary. So that's what the Catholic Church believes in. They say Jesus is the son of God. And remember, he's God himself. Incarnate, Trinity, you know, and divinity in the form of humanity and so forth. Allah said, Pakka kafir. وقال المسيح عيسى عليه السلام told the people يا بني إسرائيل Oh you Israelites, oh you Jutlas يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم You must worship Allah alone. He is my sustainer, nourisher, and your sustainer, nourisher. Then the word Allah Ta'ala uses At-ta'asisu awla min at-ta'akid balagha. You see the glory, beauty, style, diction of the Quran. On top, Allah used the word kafara. Now Allah uses the word innahu may yushrik billah. Those who ascribe and associate somebody, something to Allah, they mushriks. Allah is calling the Christians here kafir and mushrik. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ Allah has made Jannat haram for them forever. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ And his resting place is Jahannam and the fire. So we must know this is Quran chapter 5 verse number 72. And you want to pray for any non-Muslim politician, of the ANC or any other party, and you want to go for memorial service, you want to go to the graveyard, you want to pray for them and so forth. Does Umar Suleiman and them, they pray for the Americans and so forth. Go read all the videos and see all that. You must remember that. So that who died and so forth. So, wala, Surah 9, verse 84, wala tuswalli ala ahadim minhum mata abada, wala taqum ala qabri. You can't pray for non-Muslims, you can't stand by their grave, you can't offer qadas, you must remember, go to the memorial services, you offer condolences, that's fine. So you, as a Muslim, whatever your name might be, if you say rest in peace, eternal peace for him and Jannat and heaven for him, you become straight away murtad, you're out of the fold of Islam. So that is what Quran is teaching us. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any country for that matter. Our job, our function is to propagate the deen of Islam in its pristine purity and defend Islam. That is our duty.
Mufti Saab, what du'as can be recited before moving into a new house?
MashaAllah, today is Tuesday. Those of you who still want to fast your six fasts, you never kept six fasts. So tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So remember, Saudi Arabia already announced that next week, Tuesday, is the first, you must remember, of Zulqa'dah. So that is what they announced. They said that April 29th, that is next week, Tuesday. So today is Tuesday, right? A week today. So they said will be first Zulqa'dah. So if you start tomorrow, Wednesday, you finish up Monday, mashallah. So your six fasts are done, you see that. So you still got chance to do that. So now you want to move in into a new house, new premises and that. So choose which day. Wednesday is the best day. How we know? Mother Aisha Siddiqa bint Siddiq radiallahu anhuma in Maqasid Hasana of Allama Sakhawi and is Sahih. She has an authentic hadith. She says that move in on a Wednesday. Start your business on a Wednesday. Get married on a Wednesday. Start your dars and academic discussions on a Wednesday. You, the Hanafi students, ulama, you know Hidayah, Allama Marzinani. He used to start his academic career and teaching all that on a Wednesday. Our akabir, our real elders, not these plastic guys we got today, majority of them plastic. So you must remember that the real akabir, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, Faqihu Hazil Ummah, one of the greatest scholars and jurors in the world, remember, passed away on 10th of Shawwal 1976. So he used to start the da'wah. We studied there, so we know on a Wednesday. Hazrat Ji Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, Hazrat Ji Jalalabadi. So our Sheikh, remember, passed away on a Friday 92. His Miftahul Ulum used to start on a Wednesday. So for this reason, yeah. So moving on a Friday is Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. What must you read, my brother, sister? Then you must read, not put the CD on and the tape on, and so you must read. Hadith in Sahih Muslim, he Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra' Surah Al-Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah. And that is chapter 2, the longest surah, chapter in the Noble Quran, 286 verses. Fa'inna akhdaha barakah. By reading it, it will bring barakah and blessing. Wa tarakaha hasra. And you don't read it, it will bring about remorse and regret. Wa la yastati'uha al-batalah. And the evil forces will not overpower it. You know, today, jealousy, envy. You buy a new car, you just gave birth, you move into a new home. Outwardly, many people will come, mashallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. But inside, they're burning with jealousy and hatred. We tell them, Qul mutu bi ghayrikum. Go frack with your anger, you harami. So like the jutlas and all that. Norman Finkelstein. He said, oh, you jutlas, me, I'm a survivor of the Holocaust. My parents, grandparents, they were killed. And I'm telling you, jutlas, Norman Finkelstein, but pick up all you jutlas, get out of Palestine. So he used very nice words, pack up and get out. I say, footsack, get out from Palestine, you jutlas haramis. So that is the message of Norman Finkelstein, and that is our message to you as well. So yes, move in, inshallah, Wednesday, Friday, read Surah Baqarah.
Mufti Saab, is it true that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade people from wearing shoes while standing.
So you must remember that sometimes Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who teach us certain things, you must remember, Nahi lil irshad. It is just to give you adab and to teach you. Now you want to wear shoes, sandals, all that standing. So now you want to fasten your shoelace. You want got slip-ons on. So sometimes you lose balance, you fall down and so forth. So the adab and etiquettes is that first sit down and then you wear your right shoe, your right sandal, and then your left one and so forth. Uswatun hasana. The Master alayhi salatu salam taught us everything of life. You must remember that. So we must imitate. So therefore in a hurry, we just wear shoes and so forth. Story time. If you know Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani, I use the word Hazrat there deliberately. So you must remember that I told you many a time, he is one of the greatest scholars alive, but three things we reject totally, and I told him that also. One is his banking story, legalizing interest to the back door with the Sharia compliant. And this Tasweer story of his, you must remember, he opened the doors for TV, we reject that. And third one, his closeness with the Pakistani government. The Pakistani government, an army, is supplying arms to Israel to murder our people. Go read the Pakistani press and see. So why you don't condemn that, you see? So you see, that's why you have to compromise. So he one day, you must remember, he had to go, you must remember, for what? You know, for a meeting there in Karachi. Now he's a very busy man. He just wore the shoes without looking. When he looked there, when he reached there, he had his wife's shoes on. You see that? You see in his life history, is written there. So you must remember, mix up, you see. So you don't set them properly and wear your shoes. So you just put on anybody's shoes and this type. And obviously they had to make emergency, somebody had to bring the shoes and all this type. So there's great, great wisdom in the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you must remember that sit down, Aram say wear your shoes, not like a madcap, you just jump in and wear anywhere. Sometimes you take wrong people's shoes in the masjid and all that. So that is the meaning of the Hadith Sharif.
Okay, so the last question. My mom is 81 years old and in hospital and she has a urine bag. How must she perform her salah?
Allah Ta'ala grant mommy complete shifa. You, the children, grandchildren, should read for mommy if she doesn't know. Chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verse number 83. The dua, supplication of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, job, A-J-O-B in the biblical terminology. So he read the dua. And whenever you ill and sick, read it yourself. You don't know, tell people to read it and then you read after. Anni Masaniyadurru, read correctly. Ya Allah, this calamity, this catastrophe, illness, the stress has struck me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. You, the children, should be reading 7 times Surah Fatiha and blowing on mummy, and that is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. All of us, me, you, for the entire ummah, give out charity. Hadith in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, Da'u mardakum bi sadaqah. Even for non-Muslim, you can make dua. That, Ya Allah, give them shifa. Is a means of da'wat, inshallah, they embrace Islam, you know. So give out charity, cash your kind. This is voluntary charity to Muslim, non-Muslim, for the people who are ill and sick. Tell mommy that she is ma'zura. So our people, they don't want to read salat, male and female. They say, menapaku, I'm not clean and so forth. No, you must read salat. Even though your body is not clean, your clothes are not clean, but you in that circumstances, la yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. Allah Ta'ala has not burdened any person more than his or her ability, capability, capacity. Chapter 2, verse 286, the last verse of Surah Baqarah. And now for every first salat, she must perform wudu and read the first salat at least. She can't manage wudu, make tayammum. So she'll have to read salat on time. And remember, you can't say, I'm napak and not clean. So all that becomes maaf because she is ma'zura. And Allah Jalla Wala made these laws. Once again, we announce my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, one passed away last week Thursday, Ahmed Mota, he's Rahimahullah. This morning, we received the call at 4:30. Then my other brother-in-law, Hafiz Suleiman OV, Ispingo Beach, passed away. Janaza Salat Dead, Ispingo 10:30. Make dua for him, for Hafiz Suleiman OV. I was there by his house also 10 days ago, 12 days ago. Both of them, I went to visit them. So Allah Ta'ala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala grant the bereaved family Sabre Jameel. And we must take lesson from this. Death can strike any time. Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bi salihin. Ya Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. Barakallahu fiqh ma salim. Jazakallahu khairan to Junaid Mutta. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.